This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Hey, it's Mommy. Just wanted to tell you goodnight. Son, what did you just try to hide from me? We don't hide things. If you have something that you're afraid that would upset me, you don't need to have it. Show me what's under those covers. Oh my gosh. What is this filth? You're reading a porn magazine? Honey, you are 13 years old and you do not need to be reading filth like this. I am so disappointed in you. Give that to me. You can't give it to me? Why? Oh, well... That's all you had to say, sweetie. It's for sex ed class at school. I'm glad they're teaching you these things. Okay. All right. I'm not mad, okay? Everything's all good. I'm sorry for getting mad at you. And listen, I got mad at you and you're just trying to be a good boy and study for school. You're the best. You know that? Mommy's always so proud of you. Well, you know, it's been years since we've laid in bed together at bedtime and read a story. Do you remember when I used to read you bedtime stories? Yeah, it's been a while. How about I lay in bed with you now and we can look through the magazine together? Oh, good. We'll scoot over. Okay. Well, go ahead. Show me the magazine. Just turn to where you were looking at when I interrupted you. Oh, okay. You were looking at this page. Okay. Well, what do you think of her? Yeah, she is very pretty. I agree. Very pretty woman. Oh, don't be shy. What else do you think? Come on, you can tell me. You can be honest with Mommy. Oh, well, that is amazing, son. Yes, she does have a super nice ass. And I just have to say, you are such a good boy for learning how to appreciate a woman for their body. Because I don't know if you've noticed now that you're the age where some of your classmates may be developing their bodies. But, you know, most men are attracted to shapely women, you know, that have curves in all the right places, like the hips and the ass, or even the chest area, and the small waist, pretty face, long, smooth legs. So, you know, that's just kind of the truth of life, that women were created naturally to be attractive to men and to make you feel good. Because doesn't her super nice ass make you feel really good? Yeah. And that makes her, just such a good girl. Such a good woman for being sexy enough to make my son feel good. And you know, Mommy's gonna help you. We're gonna do some practice. Consider it sex ed homework, because I'm sure your teacher isn't really teaching you this side of sex, where it's a woman's job to arouse a man or a boy. And Mommy just thinks it's important for you to know how to appreciate women for their body. So the first thing that I want to do for this homework lesson is I want to encourage you to jerk off, to masturbate. And I don't want you to feel embarrassed around me because, honey, I assumed you've been masturbating. I'm not stupid. It's a boy's need to masturbate. And even if you were 20-something years old, 30-something, I'm going to assume you're always masturbating. I mean, when your father lived with me, when we were still married, I encouraged him to jerk off because sometimes, you know, I can't give him everything he wants, you know, and I think men are supposed to masturbate whenever they want to, even in front of their mothers. And I know that these women are making you feel very good. And it's your responsibility to thank those women and to appreciate them by touching yourself. So go on, just pretend I'm not here if that helps. But I kind of hope you don't feel weird around me. You're a growing young boy going through puberty, and it's very healthy to masturbate, especially to sexy women. That's a good boy. You really are such a good boy. Studying so hard in here with your porn magazine. That's a good boy. Yes, masturbate to that woman's ass. I mean, it's nice and round and tight, perfectly shaped, and you should make your cock feel good over her ass. You should be objectifying her. I mean, she allowed herself to be in front of a camera and to pose in sexy ways, so she needs to be objectified. In fact, all women do, honey. I mean, I hope, like for me, when I'm out in public and I wear my yoga pants that, you know, I like to wear, or my summer dresses, I am always hoping and wishing men and boys are enjoying my body, because that's a woman's true purpose. Now let's look at another picture, okay? Let's flip the page. Now look at this woman. I'm going to do something that's called like a think aloud, where I'm going to think aloud what I hope your thoughts are when you're looking at a sexy woman like this, okay? So this redheaded woman with her seductive look in her face, she looks like the way she's looking at you, son, she looks like she wants you to touch yourself to her. She's asking for it and begging for it. And then when you look at her big, pale, fat tits that are just hanging from her breast so perfectly, there is no other purpose for those tits except to turn men on. Because, honey, I have breastfed you, and you don't need big tits for that. Trust me. The bigger your tits, the more difficult it is to breastfeed. So all those tits are good for the tits that she was given, you know, from birth. It's in her DNA to have big tits. And thank God she's being a camera whore and showing them off for men and my own son to jerk off to, because that's her only purpose. She's probably dumb anyway. She probably has no talents. Her only talent is to look sexy and to make boys and men feel good. And look, Look at her pretty, trimmed pussy. I mean, this little slut knows that men really cannot deny a red, fuzzy peach bush that has also taken care of it. Because she has like a really nice little landing strip, really. And I wouldn't call it a bush, actually. That just makes you want to look straight at it. It makes you want to open it up and use it. Sluts like this girl that you're looking at and that you're masturbating over, their only purpose is to make you feel good. Their only purpose is to look pretty for boys and men. Their only purpose is to make cocks hard. No one cares what this woman would do in real life. Because, son, I'm going to tell you something. Feminism, which you might be learning in school, or you might hear teachers try to tell girls, you know, that girls should be scientists and girls should work in computer science and all that bullshit. It's bullshit, honey. Men are way smarter than girls. Way smarter. You notice how mommy doesn't have an important job? Yeah, well, it's because I know I'm not supposed to have an important job because I'm a woman. And I know that my body turns men on. So don't ever feel bad for jerking off and looking at women or maybe girls in your class, because that is your given right as a young man. You are meant to sexually objectify girls and women that you find to be particularly sexy. And I'm very proud of how you are jerking off to this gorgeous woman. And it's very, very good of you. Oh, you have another magazine for school? Let's see it. Oh, look at you hiding things under your pillow. Oh, this is a rape magazine. Okay, well, let's look at it together. Here, mommy will hold it while you just focus on jerking off. Wow. Yes, this most definitely is a rape magazine. This is excellent educational material for you, honey. Yes. Now let's talk about this. Wow, you look at the way this man is like grabbing this woman by her hair and seriously ramming. I mean, it's a picture, but you can tell. She's taking his cock balls deep in her mouth. And that is a very, very good girl. Because listen to me. Mommy has been railed in the back of her throat and it is not comfortable. In fact, sometimes it's scary because you can't breathe and it's just very uncomfortable. But you know what? That is what women are supposed to do. Our comfort does not matter because, listen, honey, this is just excellent life lesson for you to learn at this age you are coming into your manhood. Now, you were born with that gorgeous cock between your legs. And woman, like mommy and this woman in the magazine, we were born with a cunt. We can't do anything with this silly cunt except take cock and get bred by men. Get impregnated by a man just like I had you. You were born with a powerful, aggressive cock, a cock that can just impale and hurt and thrust and pump into holes. I mean, look at us, honey. Look at the woman. We are just a pretty piece of meat with three holes, mouth, cunt, and asshole. And so men like you, this includes you, honey, you are allowed to treat woman as an object, because that's what we are, in fact, a fucking piece of object. We weren't given an aggressive, insatiable cock. We were given those silly little fuckholes. And so women are meant to just lay down, open their legs, open their mouth, and take it. Just like this woman in the picture is doing. She is opening up her mouth willingly and taking it. And I'm sure she fought at first, but men always overpower women. I mean, it's just simple, honey. Men like you are stronger, okay? She probably was being raped, but eventually the female body just breaks down because we're too fucking weak. And if a girl or a woman in your future ever tells you, oh, please do not, you know, fuck my mouth hard, that hurts, I'm choking, you grab her by the side of her skull and you skull fuck her like this man in the magazine is doing. If you don't, you're not living up to your full potential as a man. Women deserve. We deserve this kind of treatment, okay? Now let's look at this next picture. Do you see how this pretty, sloppy whore had to be tied down? Well, that's what I encourage you to do in the future. Whenever you want to have sex with a really sexy girl and maybe she doesn't want it, or she tries to say that maybe you have to take her on a date or get to know her. No, honey. No, never fall for that. You put that little bitch on the bed. You push her down. You tie her hands and her legs just like this woman in the picture. And you take what you want. Because from this day forward, I want you to understand that all women belong to you. Even girls your age, they all belong to you because you are a man, because you have that hard dick that's between your legs that you're stroking right now. That's why women belong to you. You are allowed, and mommy will encourage you to rape woman, and they'll get over it. It doesn't even matter, honey. I mean, because listen, like, do you know how many women are emotionally and physically abused? And guess what? They always come back because we love men. Inside of our dumb brains, we know that we can't live without men. So it doesn't matter if she says, oh my God, you're abusing me, you're abusive. It doesn't matter. You're allowed to rape women. You're allowed to treat them like they are sex toys, because they are. We are, honey. We're just a piece of body with holes for you to fuck, okay? And I want you to look at this picture here too. Do you see how this man is forcing himself inside this woman's asshole? Do you see the tears in her face? Because I'm sorry, but there's no woman that I think enjoys anal sex. None. It's not pleasurable. It's not comfortable. It hurts. But if you're a good girl, you encourage it. Or if you don't want it, well, you're going to fucking take it, because the man is going to take what he wants. And I want you to be that way, honey. You are such a good boy. You're so smart. You're so handsome. And it's my job as a mother to make sure that you are an aggressive alpha man. And that starts right here and now. As your hormones are raging, I want those hormones to stay raging, and I want them to rage inside of girls and women, because that's what you deserve, honey. That cock in your hands deserves everything it wants. And I know that it wants to be pumped inside of sexy woman like in these magazines. Think about how pleasurable that would feel to just ram that thing where you, wherever you want it to, honey, and you force that come deep inside that sexy woman's body. You are biologically designed to rape and take what you want and to come inside of whatever woman or girl you want. So I want to flip back to that girl. I could tell you really liked her from that first magazine. I want you to look at her and I want you to imagine raping her right now, like she was tied down to your bed in tears, begging you to stop. What would you do, honey? You would keep fucking her because it felt good. Because fuck what she feels. Fuck what she wants. You give her that fucking cock and you give it to her hard and deep and you thrust your cum into inside whatever hole you fucking want, honey. Whichever one looks good for you, you're going to give it to her and you're going to make her look silly and stupid, but she's still sexy, isn't she? That fucking body was made to be raped and fucked by you. That's such a good boy. Yes. You pump all those cummies out. You rape them inside that woman. That's what I want you thinking about, because you are going to be one of the most powerful men, because mommy's going to make you feel that way, because that is what you were born to feel like. All boys should feel that way, but especially my son. You are going to breed whatever sexy fuck meat you want. You are going to rape whatever you want, and you're going to jerk off to whatever woman you want because you deserve it. Oh, baby boy. This was so enjoyable. It really was. And I have to tell you, you are such a good boy for studying so hard and learning how to view and treat women correctly. You know, if you want, we can start doing this every night or maybe every other night, because you know me, I'm going to be a good mother. You know that. I like to be involved and to teach you things that school can't teach you. And this is one of the most important lessons of your whole life. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you don't worry about that mess. Mommy is going to clean up your cum because I am a good girl and I serve men, even my own son.